All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Walsh Conmey. I'm the Viticulture Oenology Research Technician, and today we'll be talking about rot estimation dynamics in gondolas. So if you guys are unfamiliar with the California wine grape industry, this is what we consider a gondola or a grape bin. They hold about 6 tons. And as you can see here in the picture, it's a very mushy, grapey mess that it's hard to differentiate if there's any mold or rot on there. It just looks like, you know, almost wine at this point. Definitely not as soft as the blueberry harvesters. Continuing on, so this is the grape intake process for wineries. So grapes are harvested in the early morning with mechanical harvesters. Then the harvesters load the grapes into the gondolas. The trucks take the gondolas to the winery, which is what we were seeing in that picture. And then the grape gondola trailers the trucks wait to be processed through the test stand to determine quality, which is the major choke point. Depending on how many machines and probes they have in a winery, they may be only to run one truck at a time. After grapes pass the quality test, the trucks wait in line until it can be processed further. And the final choke point is the grape gondola trailers are dumped and processed in the winery. So depending on how many bays or pits they have, it may be another choke point in the winery. So there's a few issues with grape processing, and that's kind of how this project came about. So we have difficulty to visually inspect the grapes accurately. So that's the best tool right now, how to inspect them. Typically not when we process the grapes, but actually going into the vineyard before they're harvested and visually inspect them. And then also, as we talked about earlier, there's 2 choke points in a winery, the crushers and the test stand. These choke points can cause drivers to wait up 3 to 6 hours, and depending on mechanical failure, even longer. There can be microbial growth while trucks are waiting, especially during the warmer parts of the day. If you've never been to the central San Joaquin Valley, it gets very warm for most of the year, or for at least 3 or 4 months out of the year. So continuing on, we're going to talk about the mold calibration for this project. This calibration has been dated back, if you can see on the right-hand column, back to 2009, so it's been going on for 10 years. We've done 85 different vineyard samples over, obviously, 10 vintages with Chardonnay, and then some of the newer ones with 12, 9, or 8, we've been adding them on in more recent years. And then also White Zinfandel was one of the originals as well, the first year of the project. And we have done 57 of select vineyards, but over different vintages throughout the central San Joaquin Valley. So just in 2018, we've done these following sets, just random vineyards picked in the central San Joaquin Valley that have mold problems, and we throw them into our database to make the calibration. So basically how that works is we go out into the vineyard, we pick the cleanest, freshest looking grape samples we could find in the vineyard that we want to incorporate into the calibration. We inoculate them with Aspergillus, Rhizopus, and Penicillium molds, obviously 3 separate ones. They could take up to 4 days to a week to grow depending on the temperature of the incubator or the room that they're growing in. And typically we wait till the whole entire top is covered with the mold and there's no contamination. We blend them up. We make a homogenate of the 3 molds into 3 equal parts. And we centrifuge them and then dose them accordingly into either the clean grapes, white wine, or red wine, just the clean grapes from that vineyard. And then we could tell from there what 2%, 5%, 10%, 20% looks like on the wine scan. Basically, if you're wondering why we chose those 3 molds, it's because in the southern San Joaquin Valley, those are the 3 main molds that affect grape growing. We want to add in Botrytis later, hopefully, to make it a more encompassing model for California and beyond. So these are just some pictures of the mold growing on the grapes. To the left, we have Aspergillus. You can tell by the black color of it. In the middle, we have Penicillium with the pretty blue, and then on the right, we have Rhizopus. Which is kind of like lanky and kind of looks like almost hairs growing on the grapes. So this was the experiment. Basically, how we talked about how the San Joaquin could reach over 100 degrees Fahrenheit for the majority of our grape harvest. basically during this time, the rate of biological and chemical process increase with increasing temperatures. Grapes are harvested early or during the night when temperatures are cooler than transported to wineries, or at least we hope they're harvested during the nighttime. several factors could delay grape deliveries to the test stand, as we talked about earlier, the different choke points in the winery. And then, so our concern is sound grapes develop unacceptable rot levels in gondolas while waiting for the test stand. And then our objective of this experiment was to test will test stand delays have a significant impact on rot levels over time with increased temperatures? Continuing on, this was the actual experiment. Three truckloads from three different vineyards were sampled every 2 hours. Basically, we started at 6 a.m. and they went on to 2 p.m. The trucks arrived at the winery around midnight. And so one sample was taken from each truckload and sent to Fresno State. Juice temperatures were recorded per sample as well. Samples were filtered, split into two samples, and processed via the FTIR wine scan. At Fresno State. So this is basically a map of the daytime temperatures of that particular day that we ran the experiment on September 5th. The high was only 99, so it was a rather cool day. It basically, you could see kind of broken down. So basically the last temperature was at the 1400, the 94.7. So that was the last sample was taken at 94 degrees. So our findings. This is going to be the temperatures during the day. Truck C obviously came in a lot warmer compared to truck A and B, probably because it was harvested earlier, almost probably in the afternoon the day before. They probably harvested earlier to catch up in the vineyard so they could get multiple loads through the night. But trucks A and B came in very similar temperatures and through that 8-hour time period increased about 10 degrees. So volatile acidity and gluconic acid are one of the two major rot indicators that we look at. And then the ambient temperatures, or the temperatures as well, we were going to look at. So you're going to see a very similar trend here. Truck A at the bottom with the minimal volatile acidity growth. Truck C in the middle. As you can see, between 12 and 2 p.m., the VA or volatile acidity increased drastically. And that's when the day is increasing in temperature as well. And then truck B came in already with a high VA and then also increased from 12 to 2 p.m. So same kind of model or same kind of AC B model that we see here. So A with the gluconic acid was rather low and it almost went up and down through the day. C in the middle with a steady increase in gluconic acid, and then truck B on top with a very with already high gluconic acid coming into the winery and also increasing from between that 12 and 2 p.m. So very similar to the VA. So plugging into our prediction model, this is what we got for the White Zinfandel. Truck A obviously was the lower of the VA and the gluconic acid and increased at not such a high rate. Truck C was the one that was always in the middle between the gluconic acid and the VA, but as you can see here, it increased drastically between the 12 and 2 p.m. And then the truck B was always coming in high to the winery and increased through the day. And obviously, these rots levels are already starting off pretty high. These vineyards were actually chosen because there was issues with them prior, and they just wanted to test out the rot calibration on them. So it was kind of stunning findings to find that the rot increased about over 8-hour period. The lowest was truck B at 24%, which is still a whole quarter. Truck C increased over half, and then truck A was 34.5%, which is still astounding, as you see how little percentage of rot could affect the tastings in the next presentation. But and then this is another model that we had that we kind of incorporated the temperatures with our prediction model, and it came out a very similar way as the other models. It's just interesting how truck A and C are kind of changed, but truck C, as you could see, had that 50% increase, which overtook truck A. So going forward, we will continue to test mold calibration on gondolas and how time and temperature affect the percentage of mold and growth. So we're going to repeat this study next year, or this year, I should say, and hopefully next year as well. We will continue to calibrate the FTR FOSS wine scan to be able to become more accurate. So we're going to continue getting those clean grape samples and doing the same process that we have been doing year after year. And then we're also going to continue to test the effects of mold on wine quality and see what kind of percentage does it really start affecting the wine and how much should we be concerned with this mold growth. So hopefully I didn't run that through that too quick. So my acknowledgments are going to be to Ian J. Gallo Winery, specifically Dr. Nick DeCluzzi and Dr. Keith Striegler, Dr. Roy Thornton and Susan Rodriguez, the Department of Viticulture and Enology, faculty and staff, the Fresno State Viticulture Club, student assistants, Michael Viano and Jared Beth, and then the California Wine Grape Inspection Advisory Board. So, sorry, guys. So I just want to say thank you for listening to me, and there's some of the hard work that everybody did for this experiment. And is there any questions that I can answer? I don't know how much do I have.
We have 3.5 minutes for questions.
Oh, yes, please. Go ahead.
So, forgive me if I missed this, but when you say 20% rot, what is 20% versus 50%, and what does that mean?
So, how we kind of did it is... obviously, it's so in the pie pans. So he's asking, how do we tell basically the percentage of rot? Like, what does that look like, or what would that be considered? And basically, how we did it is in the pie pans, we did it by weight. So basically, the top of the pie pans is completely covered, so it'd be like 100% visually mold, so basically on the outside of the berries. Basically we dose that. So basically if you were looking at a grape cluster and you were to say like 25% mold, basically visually 25% of that grape cluster would have mold on it. So, and 50% would be covered with mold. So, I mean, it makes sense. Obviously as the day gets hotter, like more starts to grow, like microbes start kicking in. So, but 50% is kind of a crazy finding, but we still need to run the test to see how accurate, our calibration is. Go ahead. Yes, please.
You said they were testing samples at the winery before they get filled. What do they do?
So basically they run like simple tests like BRICS, TA, VA, and they'll have a specific standard of what to reject the load upon.
So what's the rejection point?
So it depends. Well, visually, so it's funny, when they do a mold rejection, but the mold is basically a visual test, and as we saw with that bath, when it's like soupy like that, it's almost impossible to tell because like the mold's already in the juice and you can't really visually tell it on the grapes.
They all got accepted.
Basically, yeah, they all get accepted. So that's the problem right now that we're trying to hope to fix. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So you would have to shift to hand harvest during the day to be able to sort out what is, like, you know, because you are like, okay, you're going to have to go there in the field and see what is mold and leave it behind, or just cut it off and dump and then harvest only what is good. So is that like what the industry will have to do?
Yes. So the question was, if there's a lot of mold in the vineyard, what do we kind of do? Basically, a lot of growers, if the winery sees, like the grower relations people go out and the winery sees that there's a lot of mold in the vineyard, it is a possibility for them to force the growers to go out and kind of thin the fruit and get the mold out.
Then
you harvest. Yeah, so that's a possibility. And then I've heard of other things where people actually go out and kind of spray them off too, which is interestingly enough, to spray the mold off, but I don't think that really works, that process, but Yeah, but those are possibilities. But typically, they'll take samples in during the year, and they'll be able to tell if what your analytical numbers will be, and if it's passing. Even though there is rot in the field, they'll still usually take them into the winery.
So.
Cool. Thank you, everybody.